Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
We can't have like a... We can't do any of that because we might get copyright infringed. So when we start... The after show, the Bubba the Love Sponge Uncensored after show on Facebook and YouTube live on Wednesdays and Thursdays, then it's really no big, you know, it's really not a big, highly produced stuff because everybody's so sensitive about copyright infringement. YouTube will fucking kill you.
Yeah. Well, and we already had like, what, one strike? Maybe two?
Oh, we've had a lot. We haven't had any, I think we've only had one serious community strike, right, Blitz, on YouTube, I think.
Yeah.
Whoa. And I think we're still like in double secret probation. What?
We just had a jack over that was like super low.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Even like the shadow from the security cameras.
Do you guys, sometimes
cry?
Get a little scared that the jet's going to fucking go right into the building?
Never.
And it's unsurvivable?
Never.
Every day.
Well, I don't, because you know why? Because...
Sweet release?
No. Oh. Because if you knew anything about aviation, like Blitz and I do, they're almost at a point when they're going over... And Blitz, correct me if I'm wrong, because you're far more of an aviator guy than I am, but I know quite a bit about it. You know, I have 600 hours in a plane, right seat, which you kind of learn the aviation, so to speak. But when they're on their final glide slope when they go over our place, and anything short of just absolute fucking catastrophic, they can, if they've made it to us, they can probably make it to the runway.
Yeah,
based on altitude. They would, if they were going to have a problem on landing, it's probably going to happen before they get here.
So like that, you know, like that one small plane, what was it, about a year or two?
Yeah, but very rarely does any of that kind of shit, that's really uncommon for those smaller planes like that. Tampa has another runway that runs east and west that a lot of people don't know about, but most of the 172s and Cirrus 22, they land on that. This runway
here, a lot of private jets do too.
This runway here is mostly private or mid-sized, and there's my old 414.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
But most of this Blitz is private traffic here that goes over
737. They just flew over just now.
Right. A lot. If they're busy, they'll use this for a backup. Or if a lot of times the main runway, they'll shut it down for a day or two. We know that.
Yep. They're both open right now, but they're using both of them.
Yeah, because they're that busy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But once they've made it, talking about our building strategically where it's located by the Tampa International Airport, and we're on final approach, it seems to be, Blitz, more planes land than take off. They don't take a lot of them off from here.
Well,
sometimes they do. I know it's based on wind. I do know that. But because I don't think the wind comes from the south, dead south, as often as the north.
They're more likely to land on this one. However, the other thing, too, is they're a lot lower when they're landing. If they're taking off this way, they're way high up in the air before they get to the end of the runway.
Yeah, but it seems like they're louder. It's louder when they take off than it is when they land.
Yeah.
Trust me, I've been an extensive amount of time out back. Like
I know you lived in the trailer.
Like as
back.
If it was almost prison. Mm-hmm. So all this shit's embraced in my fucking head. They're louder when they take off, and those private little motherfuckers, when they're full throttle taking off, those guys can suck my dick.
Especially the old ones. Like the old Lears.
Like the Lear 24s.
Yeah, the old ones are loud.
Fuck. But, and just in aviation, and Blitz will help me out here.
Iggy McGillicuddy.
No.
2562. Woo.
2562 what?
Dollars.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Is he on Facebook or
that's
is he,
YouTube.
Okay,
Stars
I know.
Is Facebook. Sean
I realize that.
$14.99 on YouTube.
Super chat.
Thank you so
super
much. Chat.
I don't have any stars over in my world. I got 140.
How the bitches?
Oh, you know, I haven't looked. I can't even get an inventory of my bitch. There's Heather Wiz. Hi, Wizzy.
What's up, Wiz?
Hi, Wiz.
That's all. I'm Big Red. Wiz, Red, Kale, John, Ryan.
Big Red and Wizzy.
Those are the only two people that I know. Where's my girls? Where's all my girls?
Sounds like all the redheads.
There's Ashley. I see Ashley.
Where's my hoes at?
Where's my Facebook hoes?
Come on. Oh,
see, I got a secret crush. Ashley?
Yeah, I got a secret crush on you, and you guys got a secret crush on me. I'm getting my hair cut today, too, Anna.
Yeah?
It's getting a little long. I'm getting a cut.
Going to the barbershop?
Yeah, what I call the barbershop. Nice. No need to ask any further questions.
I will not.
Oh. Fucking bitch.
You still using the gray in stuff?
Don't worry about what I'm using. What I'm using is fucking dead on.
It's working.
Shannon Farrow, 200 stars.
So, thank you, Shannon. But Blitz, once they've made it to us, they could even have a catastrophic motor failure, and they're probably going to be able to make it in.
Yeah.
Now, the only problem they would have is if a fucking wing fell off or some kind of bull.
Which
a bird strike
never happens.
Right. Fucking never happens. Even a bird strike it now, a bird strike here, just our luck. 7.9 or 4.9 or fucking crashes because one of BRN's fucking.
Little Lummy flipping got into the engine.
Little Lummy got sucked up into the fucking Whitney Pratt fucking Rolls Royce motor.
Looking for love.
Got shot out the back. So anyway, by the time they're here, they're powered up. Their motors are powered up.
Yep.
They're powered up like they're almost half to three-quarter throttle when they're going by us up because you power up when you're landing. And so Blitz, if they're powered up when they get us and they have a motor failure, they've already powered up.
Heather Wiz, 1,000 stars.
Oh, thank you, my little Wizzy. And they'll be able to. The only thing that would let them crash into our building at the angle and the glide slope that we're on, their wing would have to fall off.
Yeah,
something fucking catastrophic.
A single engine airplane would have to have an engine failure, which is, I mean, I could see that.
Right.
But any multi-engine airplane, even if they had one engine failure, they're still making it to the runway.
Right. And even a single guy, if he had altitude. If he had some fucking altitude, mm-hmm. But you know, what are they probably? What are they probably? I don't know. 400 feet.
Yeah, over our building, about that.
Max.
Yeah, they could be a little higher, but that's about it.
And you know the heights vary.
Of course,
they do. Like some of the bigger planes come in lower,
mm-hmm.
And some of the private jets, they like to stay up high and then zipper in.
Yeah, and because they use less runway as well, so they can land farther down on the runway.
Oh, so they come in a little hotter,
sometimes.
A little higher and hotter.
Sometimes.
But the big boys, they need that. What is that, 7,900 feet?
On that right runway? So I think it's about that.
About 7,900 feet on that runway. Hi,
everybody. Jessica Leding Blonde, 500 stars.
Who?
Jessica Leding Blonde, 500 stars. Happy Hanukkah.
Is that her name, Jessica Ladine Blonde?
Yes.
She's. I think she's new.
Happy
Hanukkah to you as well. And
so
this is where all the hot chicks hang out. When we do our uncensored show on Wednesdays and Thursdays, available on Facebook and YouTube. The women that have a secret little crushes on me. We all gravitate over. I have a crush myself, too. We gravitate over here to Facebook.
Iggy McGillicuddy. Swole. $10.62.
Nice. You too.
Thanks, Iggy. The west runway, which is not the one that goes by here, is 11,000 feet. And the one that goes by here is 8,300.
Country Girl 92, 200 stars.
And even 8,300 is a big runway.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and I think the nearly 12,000 one, the reason why I think that is Blitz is because of MacDill.
What do you mean?
I think
like
that
the backup runway,
not in case they would need to bring anything militarily wise in here.
You mean why it's so long?
Yeah.
Well, just the old school jets that were made when the run when the airport was made had to have that.
Hold on. Ty J. Armstrong is calling me.
What? Ty J.
Need to bring anything militarily wise in here? Hold on.
You mean why it's so long?
Yeah.
Well, just the old school jets that were.
But we just got a star party, Bubba. Made,
had to have that. Oh, no. No.
Rebecca Marie, tell us 830 stars. Scotty Briggs, 3,000 stars. Star party. Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle. Twinkle, twinkle.
Oh, where are we doing that?
Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle.
Oh, wait. Twinkle.
Twinkle, twinkle.
I don't. Did we have the royalty free twinkle, twinkle?
Can we get like an EDM version?
Big Buck with 1,000 stars. Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle. Star.
Find one.
Star.
I mean, I'm only as good as you guys prepare me. I'm looking for a royalty-free twinkle twinkle. Sorry, and I don't know. Yeah. Now, is the star party complete?
No,
because
we're
just started the rocket ship just went off, and I thought the homosexual gay pride rocket ship just blasted off. Does it blast off when you start your party and then land when you get done doing your party?
Yeah, we just killed it with Big Buck of a Country Girl, 92 with 1,000 stars. Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle. And old Scotty Briggs with 3,000 stars.
Anna, looking for some fucking royalty-free twinkle, twinkle.
Mark Letier.
Fast and upbeat.
$10. Kiss ass.
Ty J
YouTube.
Says, bitch, where's the show, bitch? Jim Brewer loves Cowhead. Move on. Oh, I guess there's what happened, Anna.
I don't think he was on there, though. But
oh. Well, Ty J, I have moved on. I didn't bring it up till you did, bitch.
Yeah, Ty J.
Yeah, Ty J, you motherfucker. Fucking Ty J.
I'll stand up.
No, I can't kick your ass, but yeah. I can stand up to you and said, never did I
you
mention that.
You could stand
that.
Up to the middle of his chest, maybe.
I would never, ever. Try to fight fucking Ty J.
That's not what you say privately.
Besmirch.
I would never besmirch the great Ty J. Armstrong. I would never fight him.
Nope.
That motherfucker would own me.
Yeah.
I don't know what he just even said to me.
Love you, Sponge.
Kayaking Saturday.
You in?
Kayak with him.
I'm afraid to kayak.
Don't be afraid.
You know why? Because I'll fucking sink it.
No, you won't.
We'll put the floaters on the side.
Boats flow.
Tell Blitz to get at me. That's probably, he wants you to call him. You guys are fucking Johnny Kayaker. Why don't you go kayaking?
Okay.
Because my arms are too short for the paddle.
You can do it.
And
get longer paddles.
And my body is too big for the fucking kayak. Now, Blitz, you're going to tell me right now that kayaks, the capacities are 250 pounds.
Mine are, but I have small kayaks.
Do they have floaters, though?
They do. They have outriggers.
I'm not going to be the guy with the fucking outrigger.
A buoy boy.
You mean the ones that stick out like that?
Yeah, big arms 101.
That's fucked up,
like little
guys.
Bumpers.
$9.99.
Are we still in a fucking star party?
The star party ended.
We can get some like 2-liter bottles and duct tape them to the side.
It says Bubba Army Radio is playing a different show. Maybe Jesus and Lemmy could look into that with a blitz kicker. Yep. Hello?
Is it?
Who in the heck doesn't get an actual confirmation verbally from a guest
on a motherfucking Hummel?
She got it when she booked him, though. That was only 2 weeks ago.
Now hold on, Gary. I'm not sticking up for on.
No, that wasn't
Gary,
a booking.
Gary.
That was, yeah,
Gary,
I'd like to be
what
on
do you want
show.
Me to do? Gary, what was I supposed to do?
Gary, I'm not sticking up for
Anna. You say, hey,
I'm not sticking up for Anna, but guests not showing up is very common. It started well before Anna started working here. It happens about 4 out of every 10 times.
Yep. Wow, that's pretty common.
They don't fucking show up.
Yeah.
Big Buck! 10,000 stars! Good morning, Big Buck.
Man, he just got sniped. You got to say, Big Buck just sniped
Gary. Buck just sniped Gary. Oh. And then we came with another snipe from the real Florida Stanley. $100. Kiss ash.
Well, that might be on account.
He's our big money maker.
What I'm saying, Blitz, is like, you know, next time Gary calls in, I may have to hang up because we already got one in a hopper.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, did I just get 200 on that deal? Yeah.
That's double a future Gary calling.
If a guy gets double sniped, then it goes to the next call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They roll over.
So, yeah.
They get the bullet back.
It's like, you know, member reward points. They roll over.
Yeah, roll over minutes.
Yeah. Roll over minutes. Does anybody even still check their minutes?
No.
Like, there's there people that, nope. that buy cellular and they're like, man, my fucking, I ain't got very many minutes left.
Well, they do that. So there's a Walmart.
When you get your Obama phone.
What do you mean?
Like, you can go buy like 500 minutes or whatever.
So My dad was against cell phones a long time ago, and I was like, man, you know, let me just buy you one, and that way you have it, like, you don't have to use
it. Is it a fucking Samsung, too?
No, it's a flip. It's a fucking shitty flip phone.
Oh, okay. Razor.
And I said, look, yeah, not even.
It's like, pops a razor.
Well, he doesn't. He never uses it. I said, look, just keep it with you. That way, if you're somewhere and you need help or something, just, you know, you got
like for an emergency or something.
I pay. It's a cheap cell phone service. I pay $10 every 3 months, and it adds like 500 minutes or whatever. Well, he's had it now for like 6 years, so he's got like 400,000 minutes, and he never uses it. But
oh, so the minutes do roll over. Like if you didn't use them, they do. I mean, fuck.
He's got rollover minutes. He's got tons of them. But every now and then he does use it. But I'm like, here, I'll pay for it. No big deal. Like that way you have a phone if you're out somewhere and your car breaks down or something.
Yeah, you need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, he probably needs to be on Facebook too.
He's not.
No, it's a
mom lives on Facebook. He's not.
My mom is fucking. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
A mark for Mark Zuck.
Yeah. I mean,
she's a cuck.
I had to yell at somebody in my family, or you know, somebody close to my family this weekend.
Oh yeah,
what'd they do?
Well, I'm just somebody that's close to me blurted out, "Hey, did you see on Facebook?" And then some bullshit gossip about a friend of ours that was dating somebody, and I fucking cut the biggest fucking promo. I said, I fucking hate Facebook, and I do not acknowledge people that start their conversations out with, did you see on fucking Facebook? Like, it just, you might as well be calling me, hey, you fucking lard ass, no good piece of shit. You might as well address me in that manner. That's the same mentality I have
when
the first fucking thing out of your mouth is, I saw on Facebook, or did you see on Facebook? The biggest fucking gossip bullshit.
But was it some juicy goss?
Zach Gertin, $9.99 in the picture.
Sometimes that can be
you
fun.
You know what it was? It was some juicy gossip that quite frankly isn't anybody's fucking business. And it
gossip
and as much
is.
As the person, and you know what? People fucking think they got to put all their business up on Facebook.
Exactly.
Wait, so were you mad at the person who was gossiping or the person that put the information
on
Facebook?
The person that was gossiping.
Oh, okay.
And the person that put it up on Facebook, fuck him, her
them too. Yeah. That's just as obnoxious.
Yeah, that's just as obnoxious. What she's doing is just as obnoxious. Who she's dating is just as obnoxious.
In a relationship
Exactly. So so somebody blurts out to me, hey, did you see such and such is now in a relationship with such and such? Where'd you see that? Facebook. I fucking said, don't you ever fucking start off something with me on Facebook. I fucking hate it.
Ooh.
By the way, hi to all of our Facebook viewers right now.
Hey, Facebook.
Hey, Facebook.
Thank you, 229.
Some Facebook house.
I love all you fuckers on Facebook that are using it to follow me and my shit, but don't start off a conversation with anybody with, did you see on Facebook? Did you see that such and such changed their relationship? And for you motherfuckers on Facebook, stop living a lie. It's like the best of.
Yeah.
It's the best of your life. Your husband fucking hates you.
Or the worst of your life. I don't want to see
your
that
wife,
either.
Your wife hates you.
Everyone hates
the
you.
The vacation that you're taking pictures on, it fucking sucked. You hated it.
Yeah.
You and your husband didn't fuck one time.
Yeah, see
what's
them
the
kids?
Point of vacation if you're not fucking?
See
your
them kids?
Kids?
You don't even like your kids.
Yeah. Don't take pictures of your kids in the fucking pool resort when you wish they'd get sucked in by the fucking skimmer.
Yeah.
I want to fucking start. I want to have a guy on a Facebook who fucking says it like it is. Hi, my name's Gary, and I'm married to a fucking beast that I hate. I got three fucking kids that I hate, and I'm going to fucking document it on Facebook. Hey, it's Gary, walking these little fuckers to the bus stop. Hey,
I'm
it's Gary.
Killing myself every day.
Hey, it's Gary, driving myself to my fucking factory job. See that bridge over there? I think about jumping off of it every fucking day. Oh, there's my wife coming home. Fucking pig. Hate her. Here's our vacation. Miserable. Got no pussy. Fucking bitch. Fucking family sucks. Everything sucks. My job sucks. My boss is an asshole. Hey, here's a picture of me at work. Miserable. Right?
Yeah. That's how most people's lives are, but they're trying to convince themselves.
Not on Facebook. Fucking whatever. Fuck off.
I see that all the time. People are having the best vacation ever, and they are on the verge of divorce.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's usually what I think. When I see people trying to show how great their lives are, I'm like, oh, they're on the verge of a mental breakdown. I should call them and see if they're okay.
Listen, Sean Hopkins. Wow, now I'm deleting my Facebook, and I won't be able to watch Bubba. I told you, motherfuckers.
Not us.
Not us. Idiot. But all the other 99% of the fake motherfuckers on Facebook.
Yeah,
that
TikToks
are living their life like they're fucking a rock star with this and that and this and that and this and that, and they're fucking the whatever.
We know the truth.
Yeah.
I want to start a thing called Truth Book.
Oof.
Or the Truth Page. And it's just, you know,
doxing people.
Hey, it's Todd here, and I'm at the gym, and God, I wish I could fuck that girl over there, but I'm married to this fucking battle axe. I'm gonna get back in my battle axe fucking car and go deal with my battle axe bad breath bitch.
We haven't fucked for months.
We used to do doggy.
Mm-hmm.
She used to fucking blow me.
Right.
She used to put my balls in her mouth.
Nice.
Now I can't get her to do anything except look at fucking Facebook not and tell me who's dating who.
Not even a handy.
Yeah, every once in a while. But
those are nice, man.
Yeah, nice. If you get them three times a day, not. Three times a year.
Three times a day.
Yeah, with some coconut oil.
Holy fuck.
Now she smells like misty morning seaside.
Yeah.
Every morning.
Misty morning seaside.
Afternoon and night.
Fucking bitch. Pussy smells, and it ain't from being used. It's from fucking being Cobweb Willie. Mm-hmm. Or you know what? I take that back. It is from being used. Probably from the fucking guy that she works with at work blasting the shit
smelling
out of her.
Like a Chinese wet market. Gonna give us all COVID from that pussy.
Fucking pangolin puss.
Yeah. Yeah, there's my wife. The bitch I is sleeping with somebody at work. I just know it.
Penguin puss!
You know how I know it? Because I ain't had any pussy since fucking, you know, Valentine's Day.
Oh, no.
Do you think that there's some guys that only get pussy like Valentine's Day?
And
their birthday. And maybe her birthday. Well, on her birthday, she doesn't want to
fuck. She's like, please leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah.
God, please die for my birthday.
Yeah, like, you know, and they got two kids. Like, the kids are, like, 7 and 9, so they can't fucking divorce because they're, like, you know.
Okay, let's assume that you are married. What's the least amount regularly that you would put up with?
Pussy?
Yeah. Like, realistically.
If, when I'm, you know, when I want to fuck?
Yeah, I mean, generally, yeah.
3 times a week.
That's the least you'd ever take?
2.
Okay.
2.
Okay.
And then 1, you start filing for divorce.
No.
Like, what if she's like, I'm only doing it Tuesday evenings?
First of all, she's going to.
She would never tell Bubba that.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be her.
She
wouldn't
be a bitch. Well, guess what?
Those are not the words.
Guess what, bitch?
Jason Spence, 1,000 stars.
And read that prenup that you signed, because you're fixing to learn, you know, where I'm going to fucking lay it on you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, now, if I'm not. You know, if I'm not into her anymore.
Right.
You know, that's happened before. I'm not mentioning who.
Hmm.
But what do you say in that case?
Like,
do
when
you lie?
But when I'm into a chick, I really like her. And she likes me, and I like her, you know, 3-4 times. 3 to 4 times.
What have you said to a chick that you're no longer into? Do you go, I don't like your face no more?
No, you just lie.
Oh.
I mean... There's
go,
every motherfucker
us.
In this building that says they would just literally be honest.
No.
With, I'm going to call you a fucking
I think we're
liar.
Going in different directions.
You're
going to ugly town.
you just lie and fuck her less. Hopefully she'll get the hint.
Yeah.
Just lie. And fuck
lie
her
and fuck her less and then
that
get
should be a bug.
Lie, fuck her less and get caught cheating. That gets you the
I
fuck
get rid
out.
Of that wildebeest that, you live with.
That gets you out of. I mean, that's, you know, that, you want to say goodbye, fuck her less, and get caught cheating
and lie
and lie.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how it is.
That's fair.
Hello,
that's fair.
Hello.
Speaking of fucking.
Hey, what's up, Bubba? It's Brandon Aquat.
Speaking of fucking, I got my Brandon Aquat T-shirt on today too.
Yes, so do I. And yesterday I. Yesterday, I jacked it 3 times.
Woo!
You jacked it 3 times? Yeah, but I don't know that you could. I mean, like, if you had a full-time girlfriend, you think you could fuck 3 times?
Probably not.
Yeah, man, that's a lot these days, man. Back when I was, like, 20, that's probably all right.
I'm
going
to try my damnedest, though.
I mean, I could maybe fuck twice a day if I was really into a chick.
Yeah.
You could, I mean,
I'm tired just thinking about it.
Like when I get up, I can fuck.
Yeah.
Because I got a morning bone.
Yeah.
And then like you know, two, three, a lunchtime bone. Yeah, like a one or two bone.
But no evening bone.
No, there's no night. I can't fuck past four.
Once the pills kick in.
Well, let's not. We have to determine why. It's just that's a new country song too. Lana. Can't fuck past four.
Can't fuck past four.
You know, there's a song. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
When the banjo's hit.
It's you know I can't fuck past four.
And the NyQuil won't quit.
And the Benadryls are kicking in. With the motherfucking Xannies kicking in.
My boner goes to sleep.
K-Pen's kicking in and
right after I eat.
And the fucking Ambien's kicking in. Oh. Brandon, you got to be so excited about the pussy you're going to get, my friend.
Yes, I am.
Getting some great A.
And I talked to Bubba White last night, so he's going to hook me up with some Cialis.
Oh, he is? You got to start pounding that shit a couple days before.
I can't be fucking.
Yeah,
when my dick looks like an elevator button.
I can't be fucking. What is that, Anna?
I can't be fucking when my penis looks like an elevator button.
Janis Joplin over there.
Anna's a fucking lounge singer now about fucking. Listen, I may have to fucking send some Cialis to you, buddy. You got to get on that a couple weeks to build some muscle memory, kid.
Really? Like, hold on. For real?
No. Well, yeah, kind of.
Hey, what if he just takes a 20, like, the morning of?
You know, I guess he ain't 55 like me now, right?
Right.
Man, he's never had sex.
I do. I'll just tell everybody right now, I do a daily Cialis every.
A five, right?
I do a 5 milligram Cialis every day.
Right.
I can get a boner in it. I mean, like, fuck. I take a 5 milligram every day, and I don't do it. Well, I do it for the boner, but it's also to help your prostate. It's good for your prostate health.
Big buck, 1,000 stars.
Yeah. Like, it shrinks your prostate so that, you know, you don't get fucking Vince Lombardi ass cancer.
It stays in your system for 36 hours, so if you do 5 every day, it builds up in your system.
Oh, yeah, I got a motherfucking muscle memory boner for you know, like, I got a boner like an 18-year-old for a while.
Nice.
So I'm gonna be good to go.
We're going to bone you the fuck up. You're going to have a hard dick.
And I got a new smartphone. This is the very first time I have a smartphone.
Really?
What'd you get?
Yeah. I got an old person one. I got a Motorola.
Okay.
Motorola.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
You just said Motorola.
Motorola. That's what cops use for radios. That's what Grady's boys got. It's fucking Motorolas.
Yeah, I got the Motorola Power G. It's got the big screen on it, the big numbers and everything.
Yeah, fuck yeah. How about Apple, kid?
I can't do the Apple. I'm an Android guy.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
Of course you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I take that pussy away from you now that I know that you're an Android weirdo.
But it works the best for me because I can voice everything.
Yeah, I got it.
And Siri doesn't like me too much.
Yeah, she's a cunt.
Yeah, cunt. Mm-hmm. Siri. Yeah. Siri, cunt.
Siri's a cunt.
Cunt Siri.
Hey, hold on. I bet you Alexa would agree. Hey, Alexa. Is Siri a cunt?
Whoa.
Oh, so she's like, us sisters got to stick together.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sister girl.
It's online bitches. All right, Brandon, listen. It's the countdown to you getting some pussy, and we're so excited.
Yeah, trust me, I am too.
How many times, you know, because Caitlin said, like, you know, she knows that as soon as she walks in and you see her, you're going to come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She knows that. And then as soon as she pops her top off and shows her snizz, you're going to come.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're going to be just jacking the shit.
Two loads before you even get to touch anything.
Yeah, like, I mean, how many times do you think you can get hard, and what's the most amount of loads you think you get? You might load yourself right out of the deal.
Yeah, how many loads?
I mean, what if you blow off three loads and you haven't even entered?
Then I hope I can recuperate in 5 minutes.
Me too.
Yeah, yeah,
that's why we're gonna have you hopped up on Viagra and Cialis, buddy, so that you can bone out.
Maybe a Vike kicker.
I mean, now Brandon, now listen to this. Listen, Brandon. You've never, I mean, you've had your hand on your dick a lot, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, not really my hand, just two fingers at a time.
Oh, hold on. You just two-finger it?
Yeah.
You don't get the hand on the deal?
It's got a little flipper, a little cobra hand.
Because then if I grip the condom too hard, it'll pop off and then be a mess.
Oh, because you got to check. I forgot you got to jack off with that condom deal. You got that. You got the condom catheter. Mm-hmm. So if you go too fucking hard, you tear the condom. Next thing you know, mom's in there changing it out, but half of it's milk. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, but hold on now. But hold on. Listen, so listen, just listen to me.
Okay.
So there's nothing ever that you've never had a mouth or you've never had you've never had another person's hand. You've never had, I mean, the only thing that's ever touched your dick sexually is your two fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine?
Man, you have no idea.
Like, I sent you her Instagram.
Like, yeah, I got it. Like, Brian, I don't know that I can put it up, though, Anna. I
mean, yeah, probably not. Yeah.
We could look at it.
Yeah. Well, we could look at it,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we'll look at it here. But Brent, don't broadcast it, okay?
Okay.
Here's Caitlin. Here's what he's getting.
Spicy.
I mean, I'm looking at her fucking Instagram right now.
Well, I look at her OnlyFans every day.
Big juicy ass.
Look at this. Oh my God, Brandon.
Yeah.
Now, Brandon, has she talked to you yet?
Well, we talk on OnlyFans once in a while. But I don't want to be the guy that, like, bugs you like a creepy guy.
Good. That's a good call.
Don't.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, no, but listen, Brandon, listen.
Don't talk yourself out of it.
Every guy in this building has had some pussy.
Yep.
Okay? And every guy here just knows how good it really feels. And, like, it's almost indescribable for us to be able to describe to you that feeling, buddy.
Yeah.
I mean,
it'll make you fucking ruin your goddamn life.
It'll ruin your life, Brian. See, Brandon, here's the deal.
Bubba wrote that book, too.
Yeah, listen. Pussy will ruin your life.
Fuck, yes, it will.
Let me just tell you right now. You may
Are we really doing him a favor?
No, we're actually ruining your life, Brandon. Because you know what? It's like heroin addicts. You're always constantly trying to get that high.
Yeah, when you try crack
for the
side.
You're just trying to always get that. You're always trying to get that pussy nut.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you think about.
Yeah, get that pussy nut.
Is to get that pussy nut.
Ooh, that's a rap song. Ooh, God, give me that pussy nut.
God, give me that pussy nut. Like there's
pussy nut,
Brandon.
Pussy
there's
nut.
Brandon. There's
shake that butt. Shake that butt.
Give me that pussy nut.
Is that a real song?
Brandon.
Yeah, of course it is.
Brandon. There's the nuts that you get, but then when you get a pussy nut, buddy.
Yeah.
And that condom catheter is not wrapped
He's
around.
You've never
had
a fucking hand job nut, no, a fucking blow job nut, nothing.
Now, do you think that you might want to start off with some head?
Well, I'm up for anything, so I'm gonna.
He doesn't.
Well, hold on, Brandon. Man. Can I help you out here as an old timer? You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are your suggestions on what should go down?
Here's what I think.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotta get.
Because don't forget, he's gonna fucking nut like literally second right. one.
So Brandon, here's how it's gonna do. Here's how it's gonna go. This is how I think it should go. Okay.
Yep.
So she.
Hang on. Let me take my pants off.
Okay. All right.
You ready?
So early in the morning, you jack off before she gets there. So let's just say, Blitz, that she was supposed to get there at noon or something, okay?
Okay.
Whatever. 5 o'clock, I don't know.
The good thing is we got a good one. So, 'cause I've heard this story before. Last time, that's what the one told me. I'll come at noon, and then I'll come at 3. And
well,
then...
we're not dealing with some fucking crazy bitch likes fucking guys in wheelchairs that's really lying about it.
Mm-hmm.
We're dealing with a fucking girl that is trustworthy. I mean, like, it's locked in, Brandon. Quit fucking shut up. I'm trying to tell you how to do it.
Yeah.
Stop referring back to the bitch that was crazy that never had any intentions of showing up at all.
Yeah, bitch.
And I say this and give this advice to you, Brandon, while wearing a Let's Go Motherfucking Brandon t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You about to fuck.
You about to fuck.
Get that pussy nut.
So,
pussy nut.
Yeah. Look at Anna, my girl, over there rapping about the shit
rapper.
That she... Rapping about shit that she don't know anything about
exactly.
either.
Exactly.
She don't know anything about a pussy nut.
I don't know nothing about pussy nut.
You don't know anything about a dick nut, do you?
Dick nut.
That's what I'm saying.
A dick nut.
I mean, what I'm saying is he's gonna get a pussy nut.
Yeah. Pussy nut.
Well, if you were to nut on a dick, what would that be? It'd be a dick nut.
Dick nut.
Dick nut.
You nut, but you don't nut on dicks, now do you?
No.
Okay.
Same two fingers that Brandon uses.
Yeah, the same two fingers that Brandon uses really hits home with you as well, kid.
Yeah.
You don't know what a dick nut is.
No.
And would you not agree? You obviously have had a cock in your life. And you've obviously
I've had a cock or two.
You've had a cock, sure. And you've nutted on a cock before, have you not? And was that nut different than the nut that you get when you masturbate? Hello?
There's a little bit of a difference.
There's a lot of a difference.
Yeah.
If there's a difference for Brandon, there's a difference for you too.
Sorry.
Let's be.
I'll just focus on his pussy nut.
Let's be fair about the type of nuts people get.
Everybody will fucking say that somebody else helping you out with your nut is way better than fucking doing it yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
No matter what it is.
So here's the deal, Brandon. And Anna, I mean, I didn't mean to call you out
because
you don't get any dick nuts.
I don't either.
No
pussy nut, dick nut, nothing.
Hey, us got. Oh, hold on.
A scissor nut.
Blitz, we get pussy nuts.
Oh, yeah, but I don't get dick nuts, though.
You give dick nuts.
Yeah, you give dick nuts.
I sure do.
Okay, then. Quit stupid arguing with me. I'm trying to get through this. Tell Brandon how to do it.
Yeah, just agree.
God damn. I'm tired of you guys all. Where's my Facebook so I can defriend you, motherfuckers? Okay, here we go.
I'm with you, Bubba.
So, Brandon, before Caitlin gets there, hours before, preferably when you first wake up, you got to snap off. You got to get a nut, okay?
At 8 a.m.?
Soon as you get up, Brandon, get a nut. Get that first one out. And what I'm trying to do is desensitize you, okay, buddy? Then I'm going to come in with some hard cock kickers, and it doesn't matter how many fucking nuts you had prior. You're still going to be able to pump it up, okay, buddy?
Yep.
All right, so as soon as you get up, get your nut, okay? Then take your hard dick pills that we're going to give you.
This is hard dick kicker number one.
Yeah, I'll give you the amounts once you get to town, buddy. Okay. We don't want to discuss. I'm not a doctor, so.
Yeah.
I can't really.
And I'm rolling in on Wednesday.
All right.
You're not making any suggestions. You've just talked about your experiences.
Yeah. This is like if I was Brandon, what would I do?
Yeah.
Hypothetically.
Yeah, hypothetically, I'd snap an early one off immediately. Okay, mm-hmm. buddy?
Okay, buddy. Yep.
Then, what time exactly?
Well, what time do you get up?
Well, I'm going to get up at 5:30 so I can be ready to listen to the show.
Oh, yeah, because we'll be live on the air. So as soon as you wake up and before, like, snap a nut, get a nut. In fact, I want you to call
wake
in and be
nut.
Like, Bubba, I'm at the host hotel here, and I've already and today is the day that Caitlin's gonna come fuck me, and I've already snapped off a nut. I've already got one nut in.
Running nut count.
Yeah. And then a lot of it has to do with what time Caitlin is coming to see you.
Right.
Because I may have to have you snap another one off.
Whoa, that's a lot.
Well, no, because if she comes at 12, he should do one at 10, right?
Well, we don't know when the fuck she's getting there.
Okay. She's trying to make a nut list for him.
So, do we have any idea? We wanted her to do it on that. I think during the day, Blitz, because then, or at least early that night,
yeah,
so that we could talk about it the next day,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
right. So let's say, for all intensive purposes, that it's going to be 3 p.m. That sounds like a good time to me.
That's a great time.
Yeah. So you're going to get up and listen to the show. Get your nut there, okay?
Yeah.
Get that out.
Then
it's a good thing I got a smartphone now because I can get some Pornhub on there.
However, whatever you need,
set an alarm.
Yeah, and then
I don't need an alarm.
And then at noon, Brandon, get you another nut.
Another one.
Now after the first nut, you're gonna do your. I would, if I was you, do my first 20 milligrams of Cialis. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
Actually, I would take 20 milligrams of Cialis the night before you go, when you go to bed.
Make sure it doesn't conflict with any of the medications you're already taking. Thank you very much. Fine print.
He's already checked with his doctor.
He's already checked with his doctor, and hard dick willies don't coincide with fucking, I'm paraplegic willies.
Sorry.
So, what, you're getting here Wednesday?
Yep.
All right. So, Tuesday, take 20 milligrams of Cialis. Wednesday, take 20 milligrams. Now, is she fucking you Wednesday or she's fucking you Thursday, isn't she?
I think so. I haven't talked to her about it yet.
So, Tuesday, while you're still in Iowa, 20 milligrams Cialis. I mean, I'm sorry. Tuesday, if I was in Iowa with you, 20 milligrams of Cialis. Wednesday, while you're down here in Florida, 20 milligrams of Cialis. Thursday morning, you get up, snap one, take a 20 milligram Cialis.
Hmm.
At noon, snap one, and then we're going to give him a 50 Viagra.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Whoa. And then at 3, you're going to have two snapped off with all this fucking tolerance buildup, all this hard dick stuff. 3 o'clock, she's going to walk in. Now, Brandon, at this point, I know as soon as she walks in and pops her top, do you think you're going to nut?
I'm almost guaranteeing it.
But you may not, because I got you 2 nuts prior. We got two, yeah. You know, we got 2 in a hopper.
No, how about any kind of Benadryl, Excedrin?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, probably some if Tylenol.
Gonna,
with
if he, yeah, if he's going to do
some Benadryl, you might have cold-like symptoms. Yep. Yeah. Well, that's, sure.
That's what Viagra does.
Viagra will flush you out like you have a cold, so you take some Benadryl and like and a Tylenol. Like,
yeah.
Daniel Rose, 1,000 stars. Yeah.
Well, but we'll fine tune the concoction.
Plus the Tylenol deal for the the back neck deal.
Yeah,
for the Cialis.
It'll make you sick.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
No, Anna, this is guy talk that you don't know.
I'm just trying to, that's why I'm asking questions.
Yeah, listen, we're going to have all the other supplements you will need ready to
There's
go,
a whole concoction you got to do.
This is a very intense
process.
You can't
just pop a pill.
Right.
It's not like the commercials.
You're going to have to hit a couple Benadryls with an Excedrin chaser. Mm-hmm. There's just, but we got you, okay? A couple bananas for potassium. We got
hydrated.
I got you, okay?
Yeah.
So okay. Now we got Caitlin to the room. It's 3 o'clock. You snapped too.
Mm-hmm.
I would, if you don't come, now, first of all, you need to get your hands off your cock.
Yeah, you need to suck her tits. See, Brandon likes that.
So, Brandon, now at this point, your mom or somebody is going to have to prep you because, this will be the first time that you're going to come with no condom on. Right? Because right now, every time you come, you have the condom catheter.
Yep.
So you truly, your cock has never came without a condom.
That's true.
You don't even understand how much better your hand would feel.
Never? I'm sure he has.
Well, actually, when I was first doing it, I didn't have a. When I was like 13, I went out at the school without anything on it.
All right. Well, you remember how good that used to feel? It feels a hell of a lot better than those 2 fingertips.
Did he say school?
He said he did it at school.
After school.
He said school.
Did it at the school,
school.
You're trying to tell me that the kid, little Timmy in the wheelchair, fucking snapped it off at school?
Yeah.
Would you go to the bathroom?
Did the teachers report you?
No, because they never knew what I was doing because I did it under the table.
You did it in the classroom?
But would you just let it ride?
I've only done that twice.
You just let it ride right there in your pants?
Yeah.
Come on, I mean, just stick you up, Elmer Glue, my fucking McGillicuddy.
That's why my mom would get so mad and say, "Can you wait till you at least go to bed so I don't have to?"
So then when you'd come home, man, your shit would just be all stuck together and everything. What a fucking filthy! What a straight filthy! This guy used to fucking roll up in a wheelchair, pre-jacked.
Were you like watching a girl or something?
Hard telling.
Well, I used to have fantasies about some of the teachers all the time.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen.
Oh, my God.
Brandon.
Next level.
Brandon. So the minute Caitlin walks in, okay, now you're going to have your pants off. Well, you're probably just fucking completely nude, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, completely nude, like, you know, fucking nude. Now, logistically, are they going to lay you on a bed or are you going to fuck in your chair? I don't even know how this is going on.
Well, she said we could do either or both, because actually it'd be good to do it in my chair, so my legs are strapped in so they don't go all, like, cattywampus.
You mean you say you have if your legs aren't strapped in, they get all fucking wacky?
Yeah, they call you crazy.
They call you crazy leg dunning when if they don't strap your shit in. You got restless leg syndrome.
Like my cobra.
So hold on, your legs start flip flopping everywhere. I mean, that might be a good ride for a girl. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
What the hell?
Man, I was fucking this guy and his legs started fucking octopusing me out.
His legs started fucking me.
You're gonna get some pussy, and your legs are gonna knock the bitch off, and then you're like, she's like, I'm not gonna give this guy no more pussy. He just fucking done knocked me off.
He punched me with his leg.
He punched me with his fucking left knee. All right.
Yeah.
So now listen, buddy. Listen. So you're saying now when you go to sleep at night, they put you in a bed, don't? Or do you sleep in your chair?
My mom puts me in my bed with my little, because I got this Hoyer lift. She just strapped me up and it lifts me up and I swing her. It's like a sex swing, but it's for medical reasons.
So they got to swing you into bed, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, once you get swung into bed, could she get on top and ride you out, or your legs start going crazy?
Well, I have a feeling my legs are going to have to be held down because I don't want them to.
Oh, she's into that sort of shit.
Yeah, but that might be exciting for her, yeah. Being like a fucking bucking bronco, yeah. And she's trying to ride on,
mm-hmm.
And then she has to grip. You know, she's got to grip, fucking hip grip you to stay on, like she's riding a horse.
Yeah,
ride a horse or fuck a quad, one of the two.
Yeah,
same thing. So let's just say that you're on the bed.
Yeah.
Well, then I think you should start off with some head.
That's my plan.
Giving or getting?
Somebody.
Sorry.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Sex talk either makes her allergic.
What's that?
I'm allergic to sex talk.
Yeah. So, now, do you got big balls? Because you might be able to teabag her. Have you ever teabagged a girl?
I mean, how?
Unless she motorboats his balls.
Yeah, let's burn a timeout on that one. I mean,
yeah.
Can't. A guy can't.
Can't
have
to crawl up on her?
How's he gonna
get his balls licked?
How's that good? I mean, yeah. Licked, yeah, fine, but teabagging?
Yeah.
She's gonna have to.
She wouldn't be able to. She wouldn't be able to teabag you unless she got down on.
She motorboated your balls with her eyes.
Yeah.
You know, we're cutting
right.
schematics here at this point, so we're gonna lay on the bed, and then she's gonna give you a head.
Yep.
And I know that you've probably always wanted head, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think about it.
Who doesn't?
And so now. What about like oral to her? Would you want to do some of that? Have you ever done?
I'll listen to my ABCs.
Well, now see, Brandy, you just completely no, you don't.
Yeah, you gotta do it cursive.
I know. I just fucked it up. I know.
I'm just telling you, Anna. Right now, if a guy was eating her out and he said, "I'm gonna do my ABCs," she would tell him to leave.
Please leave.
Get the fuck out of here,
time
you weirdo.
Time to do the alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
Please leave.
Only rookies say that. Real pussy eaters don't even.
Yeah,
you just get
do
down
it,
there and start fucking
it.
Eating.
Right.
Yeah.
You isolate the clit. You suck the shit out of the clit.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oof.
I mean, you can't get the two fingers. You can't. I mean, the cobra might be the best fingering technique at all when you got that fucking
shit.
Cobra up
she
there.
She might not
like
be able
that.
To get enough.
Yeah.
She might be like.
It is pretty small. It could fit in there.
No, but it just naturally, look, you got a natural fucking, you know.
Yeah, you got a natural cobra.
He's going to Rocky her.
Yeah. So, listen, I'm thinking with maybe we don't start with head. I'm thinking maybe we start with her squatting on your face.
Well, can he lick her tits first?
Okay.
Ooh.
Do you
see?
Brandon, what would maybe tit sucking into pussy eating,
mm-hmm.
into head giving, into her riding you out with your crazy legs. How about that?
It's a good order of operations.
Yeah, I think that's how it should go.
Hana, what are you doing, you licker?
See,
Hana, you know what? Deep down, you want to lick, don't you?
I want to lick.
I mean, you just deep down, you want to, like, you're like always
lick a what?
You're always like that, you know, hunching the air, and you're the horniest non-sexual person I know.
It's very true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of a horn bag, but I have to, you know, I'll just have to deal with it myself.
Do you want an alpha male to take you? Is that what you're looking for?
I think every woman wants that.
I'm not saying, I'm talking
about
you.
But yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And see, no could potentially.
I'm like 20% scared, 80% excited.
And like, could a no mean a yes?
It depends how I say no. Do I say no like, no?
What if Blitz was driving you home because you drank too much?
Yeah.
And he goes,
I'm a lush.
And he was like, hey, when I get you back to your apartment, you want to fuck? I'm going to just fucking grab you by the back of your lion hair and just fucking haul you up the stairs and fuck. You want to fuck?
No.
Yeah, Blitz.
Sounds like a yes to me.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like we're pulling over in Gandy Beach.
No!
In the mangroves.
Right. Gandy, I'm not a boy.
Now, let me ask you a question.
That's up for debate.
Anna, have you told a guy no recently that you kind of wanted to say a yes?
Have I said no recently? Within the last 2 years, I haven't had sex.
So you're saying in the last 2 years of guys trying to fuck you, all the no's have been hard no's?
The no's have been hard no's.
Really? There's never been any kind?
Well, I haven't really been close. I haven't been in any beds.
No head?
No head.
No pussy eating?
No pussy eating.
Eating.
Lots of pussy crying, but no pussy.
No pussy two-finger cul-de-sacking?
No.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Blitz, the fucking technical whiz that he is, was able to get the old two-finger cul-de-sac tapes working.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He did.
I got them working, yep.
Fucking cases were all broken and shit. Blitz got in there with little motherfucking screwdrivers and shit. I love him.
Blitz.
So, Brandon, here's how it's going. You ready?
Got that bitch back in and going. Yeah.
Tit sucking, pussy eating, head giving, bronco fucking.
Yep.
Say it. Repeat after me. Say it.
Tit sucking, pussy eating, and a head job, and then I'm riding like head a bucking bronco.
Then bucking bronco.
And then bucking bronco.
And where do you think you're going to? Now, mind you snapped two off earlier, but I got your dick hard through, you know, various above board prescriptions, even though they came out of Canada. where do you think you're going to come on that deal? Do you think that you make it to the head.
You think I can shoot that high?
Or do you think that you're going to come on every part of that? He's going to come on the tit sucking.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to come on the pussy eating. He's going to come on the head giving.
If she starts grabbing him while he's doing either of those first two things,
out, done.
He's done. So the
minute.
Even just her rubbing that area, he's done.
Like if her hair would just happen to touch your wiener.
Done. Done.
Well, that's happened to me at strip clubs before.
What do you mean?
Because I've gone to strip clubs before, and it don't take long for the lap dance.
You've had female friction.
You're saying that when you get lap dances, you come.
Right in the condom, and I hold on to him.
He gets his money worth.
I hold on to him real tight and kind of freaks him out. Hey.
Anna, you think about these strippers? I mean, they're not used to guys coming. They're just No, I don't think they are.
No, he's holding them tight.
I don't think strippers are used to, like, I don't think I think 99%
the
of their clients don't come.
Yeah, not in the main room, especially.
No, the strippers know when a dude's like, this is my first time at a strip club, that motherfucker's coming.
Like, are you over the top with it, too? I mean, like, when you come.
No, I just get real quiet and. And tense up and pull on.
I mean, are you like, how do you do it? Like when you're coming?
I just moan a little bit.
All right, show us. Show us how it goes.
Well, it's been like 10 years, but I just get real quiet and go, That's what I do.
Just one grunt.
Dude, if you could come into a Comedy strip club, why haven't you been there in 10 years?
Yeah. I would be there every Saturday night.
He's been banned from all the ones in his area.
Hey, it's true.
It's how many do they have?
Hey, you guys, we can't let this guy in. Why? Because he's a cummer. He comes every time.
He came on me. This guy came on me.
He's got a condom on.
Yeah, no one knows. Still, he's going to school.
Now, you know, some girls might like that and be like, you know what? He can come because he's got a condom.
Right. Who cares at that point?
I don't get anything on me or nothing. They may really like that. Fuck. I mean, does it really pulse out too, like bam, bam, bam?
Yeah.
Now, Brandon, are you a well hung man, buddy?
Well, see, I'm always sitting down, so I don't see how it hangs.
Well, I mean, you're
how does it lie?
I mean, like, no, hold on. Like, I'm saying, like, when you masturbate, your cock gets hard, right?
Mm-hmm. But in the condom, like, because I do it through my jeans, so I can't really see how big it is.
Well, hold on, you're gonna try to tell me every guy knows how big their dick is?
Yeah, but
Brandon,
I guess he can lay back in his chair too.
Yeah,
or in his bed. Like, yeah, because when you're sitting down,
Brandon, if you're little, then I mean, a lot of us. I mean, we're all just. I mean, I'm probably naturally medium to average at best, maybe little. I don't know.
But when you're sitting down, like half of it's not even showing.
Yeah, like right now, half of mine's tucked away in its little garage. Yeah, I'm feeling it right now. Yeah, it's not looking too good.
But even when you're bony, like even when you're sitting down, still some of it's not visible.
Yeah, like when you're full, when you're full hard. I mean, are you decent?
Also, like how far is the pubic? How far is my pubic bone back from where it's really hard? You mean?
I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever.
I'd probably say about 5 inches, probably.
Okay.
Sitting down.
Probably.
Maybe we can get your mom on the phone and she could tell us how hung you are because she obviously she has other penises to go by. She's seen your brother's penis. She's seen your dad's penis.
That's his mom. She's going to be nice about it.
Yeah.
No, I think her mom would say, you know, Brandon's pretty well hung, yes. Or, no, Brandon's kind of small, actually.
But
where's your mom at right now? Is she within shouting distance?
She's at school.
Oh. Like, what would you say? Hey, mom, is my dick?
Paid? How's my dick?
What my dick do?
Am I pretty hung?
Mom, be honest. Am I bigger? Or am I what? You can tell her. Hey, Caitlin wants to know if I'm, you know, how well I'm hung. Because you don't know. You don't know how well you're hung.
Yeah.
How well do you think you're hung?
Well, I know that when she puts the cotton feather on, we can't get it too big because. Then it won't stick on very good.
That's not a good thing, Brandon. No. When the condom's too big, means you're small, buddy.
No, I think he means the other way around.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, because, see, after you put it on, the dick shrinks back down. And every time I pee, I got to give it some space to get big again.
Is it big when your mom puts it on you?
Well, sometimes she says, and she says, "What were you dreaming about? It's way too big. So you got to get it. So we got to wait about 2 minutes."
Hold on. So if your mom rolls up in there and she puts a new condom on you every day, by the way, God bless her. And so if you
fucking saint of a goddamn century,
I mean,
man,
like,
come
man,
on.
Yeah, I don't even know that I believe in God or Jesus because who would bestow this bullshit on any human being? Yeah. So you're gonna have a handicapped kid and you got to put a condom on every day. That's
and
bullshit.
At 16.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
And at 16.
Yeah, and since she's been fucking 16, she's been doing this.
Yeah.
What a fucking saint.
I love your mom.
Yeah, your mom's awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now, is she cool that we're doing this for you, buddy?
Yeah, she is.
Bubba, she is all about it, man. When me and Lemmy were with him at the hotel, she was, like, hoping it would happen, like, more than Brandon.
So, Brandon, so, if you've been jacking it or you're a little bit hard, she comes in and she'd be like, oh, you've got a bony. We got to... You can't be that large when I put your condom on.
Yep, this is exactly how it is.
And so then she says,
what did you dream about last night?
Do you tell her?
Well, usually I don't remember because usually I get the morning wood and then it just already pre-comes and I don't even remember what I was dreaming about.
So you come at night too, huh?
Yeah. But I come in the condom because I wear it when I'm going to bed.
I know.
So I can print all kinds
now, for us sexually active guys who started out using condoms because we were responsible, like my son Tyler, of course. Yeah,
of course.
But as we got older, you know, as you get older, you know, you don't really.
You run a little looser?
Yeah, as you get older.
Come on. Condoms is the fucking horrible, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying not to say that's too much for my son because I hope that he can.
Oh, in that case, then they're the best things ever. But if he's not listening, they're fucking horrible.
But here's the deal, Brandon.
They've gotten better, but
you don't understand. Us guys who do fuck,
yeah.
When we used to fuck with condoms, I mean that's good. But yeah. You don't understand how good it feels when you don't have a condom.
Dude, it's not even the thin ones aren't that good. Like, fuck.
Yeah. And so everything that you've done to your dick for the most part since you were 13, for the last, I don't know, 20, for the last 17 or so years, however the fuck old you are, has been with a condom. You're going to go, you're going to go raw. Oh my God. You don't have any idea how good it's going to feel, Brandon.
Yeah, it's going to be so sensitive.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
Didn't you say we're allowed to tape this too?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Yo, wow. I mean, Blitz, should we put that on our OnlyFans?
I think that's her plan, isn't it?
Yeah. I think that's her plan. Wow.
Good thing she got a big show.
She might fucking retire from that. I need to get a cut of that, or I need to put it on mine, too. I mean, this is for real. This is the...
Yep.
This is a quadriplegic man losing his virginity at 40.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is there's a real sick niche for this type of stuff.
Yeah.
And I've looked up some of the stuff that's on the internet, and it's not as real as this.
No, this is real. Like, this is fucking real.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this ain't stage bullshit, some guy that's really not in a wheelchair. This is for real.
Yeah.
Are you shaved down there?
Yeah, Brandon.
Don't worry, my mom's gonna. She already told me she's gonna trim me all up.
I know, but like, are you like right now really fucking unruly, pretty bad?
Yeah, but my mom said I got to be a little hairier. The condom won't stay on.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, a lot of chicks don't like that big fucking 70s bush shit. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck no.
You need to get that trimmed down to like some nice AstroTurf. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't worry, my
Brandon. Don't I put all this together? Don't embarrass me. And you whip out your dong, and it looks like
you got Bob Ross down there.
It looks like Pop Ross.
Shit.
Looks like fucking Pop Ross.
Some birds.
Come on, Brandon.
Don't worry, trees.
Don't fucking disrespect me like that. I got you some pussy.
Don't worry, my mom said. She said she won't allow that to happen.
Good.
Yeah, that would be.
Poor woman.
Yeah.
She's all about it.
Yeah. All right, B. Well, we're so fucking excited for you, buddy.
Yeah. Yep. And it's just...
Blitz is looking in. We might get a tax credit for this.
Mm-hmm.
And Charity. It's just going to be me and her driving up there.
Just you and your mom?
Yeah.
You and mom.
Where's your good-for-nothing fucking brother got?
Yeah, Boston.
Pussy. Pussy whipped.
He's going to have knee surgery tomorrow, so he's going to be out of...
Knee surgery for what? Chasing that pussy around town?
That he never gets.
Wait, is he dating that girl that he left here for?
No.
No, he never got nothing from that bitch.
Nope.
He fucking left here early, took a different flight and for nothing.
Your brother is a really good-looking guy. Well, he should be slaying that Iowa corn-fed pussy. What is going on?
He's too afraid. He wants love story like Anna does.
Oh, God.
Oh, he wants to fucking... How old is he?
Like 28?
29. Yeah, he'll be 20.
He should just 29
in January.
29.
Slaying it.
Guys don't look... I mean, he's a very attractive guy. I got to think that most motherfuckers rolling around Iowa don't look as handsome as your brother.
He's an Iowa 10.
He's a fucking Iowa 10. He should just be slaying those fucking... What are the Iowa Hawkeyes?
Yep.
He should be just
gonna be in the slaying, championship.
Slaying that Iowa Hawkeye ass.
Yep.
All those Matt bunnies, all those wrestling groupie bitches.
Damn right. Oh, and actually, I did wear my Let's Go Brandon t-shirt at the wrestling meet, and everybody was saying, I like your shirt.
Were they popping on it?
Yeah, they were popping on it.
How good
I was a little blue, isn't it?
Yeah, I was blue.
Did you say I am Brandon?
No, I was more, I think my...
I was red. We got a Republican...
now, Hefner? Hold on. How's Iowa's wrestling team this year?
Well, we're number one.
Oh, in the entire country?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Football team kind of fell off.
Yeah, football team kind of fell off.
But we're in the Big Ten Championship.
Who's in the Big Ten Championship?
Michigan and Iowa.
Yeah.
Fucking Michigan.
Is it Iowa State? Is that the school?
No, Iowa State.
No, fucking say.
Hold on. Brandon just did a fucking 360 circle in his quad chair. So don't fucking say Iowa
University
State Cyclone. Cyclones. They suck.
The fucking Cyclones.
They fucking suck.
Oh.
Iowa. Yeah, Hawkeyes.
What school is that?
Hey, Lummy.
Iowa State.
Do not fucking Google it.
Yes.
And Brandon, do not tell him who is the most famous Iowa football coach of all time.
This is an easy one.
Oh, isn't he the guy that was just
John Gruden.
Hayden Fry.
Oh.
Am I right?
Yes. Yeah, they have a festival for him before every season.
What's that?
They have a big festival.
The Hayden Fry?
Yeah, the Fry Fest.
Fry Fest.
Well, I mean, Kurt Ferentz, he's been there forever, so.
He's not better than my Hayden motherfucking Fry. Let me shut the fuck up.
Well, I'm not saying that. That's the only guy I know.
But, all right, Brandon LeGuant. Listen, I got.
Who's the best wrestling coach?
Oh, hold on. The best wrestling coach of all time is probably also one of the best fucking wrestlers of all time, and his name is Dan motherfucking Gable, period.
Yep.
He's like the GOAT. Absolute fucking GOAT.
Yep.
Wasn't he a heavyweight?
He was like 145.
How many national championships did he win?
He won 3. He was undefeated until his last match his senior year.
Who beat him his senior year?
Some Larry guy.
Some Larry guy. Dan Gable would have been an undefeated 4-time national champion except for some dude named Larry fucked his shit up his senior year, right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, my friend. Hey, you know, I'm sure we'll talk to you a few times, but, you know, start getting ready for this. This is a whole get ready deal, you know?
Yeah, damn right it is.
I want that fucking crotch dethatched, you know?
Yep, and I'm going to get a haircut and everything. My mom said, my mom's more like...
Maybe try to lose a little bit of weight, you know, get that gut down a little bit.
Yeah.
Start taking some roids.
Start taking some Iggy-type steroids. Get fucking full up.
Yep.
Whoa.
All right, Brandon, I got to go. I love you.
I love you guys, too.
Bye, Brandon.
See you, Brandon.
Too.
All right, bye.
What a sweetheart.
What a fucking pimp. He has no...
Oh,
first of all, every guy here will tell you, man, pussy fucking ruins you.
It sure does.
We're ruining this guy.
And a lot of times it's worth it.
It's worth it because, you know, he can't really let pussy ruin him. We, on the other hand, you know, us able body guys, you can let pussy ruin you. But if if your mom has to drive you to the girl's house and you have to wear, I mean, there's just a lot of
pussy's
things.
Pussy's limited.
So he didn't answer this, but for real, like if he's getting fucking jerked off at the clubs, you know, with a knee, wouldn't you go back and get that every now and then?
Yeah.
Yeah. If that's all you're getting.
I would like, too bad Backpage isn't around anymore. I'd just have a girl come over and be like, hey, listen.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you like $100.
Well, you could do that on Instagram, asking for roses and stuff. Well, I mean, I know he had some issues with it, but.
Yeah, you can't get it. A lot of girls don't want to come over when you're all wheelchaired up.
He's in Iowa, too. It's not the easiest.
Yeah, I mean,
they got whores in Iowa.
Not a lot.
Them Iowa bitches like roses, too.
Even Brandon was like, ew, no.
But the bad thing about party girls, Blitz, is you can't even find a party girl anymore because they just turn into cam bitches.
On OnlyFans.
They're like, why do I want to meet you at a hotel and blast you when I can just fucking you know, sit behind my computer and strum my sniz?
Fucking OnlyFans ruined them.
Yeah, they did.
God damn it.
Check out our OnlyFans.
Yeah, check out our OnlyFans. Yeah. Blitz has been running, and there's some good shit on there. And coming soon, the old two-finger cul-de-sac technique, and then we'll tape a new one.
We will.
Other than that, I think we're out, right?
Sounds good.
Renee and all my girls over. I think I saw Heather Wiz there.
She was.
There was a lot of girls there.
Thank you, Big Buck, for the stars.
Yeah.
Thank you for the star party.
For the star party, first day of December.
Thank you.
Florida Stanley.
Appreciate you.
Florida Stanley, thank you for the Gary
Snipe. He's got one in the hopper.
He's got one in the hopper. He's got one on reserve. So other than that, I really can't play any, you know, super yippee-yo, pyom, 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 pyom.
That's just it.
That's it. We're going to say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
And we'll be back here tomorrow, same time, 10:15 to about 11:15. And I hope everybody stays safe, saves your money so you can give it to me.